Let us go today to Malachi, the third chapter, for our thought for the day. And our thought for the day is called Proving God. We can prove God like God proves us. We can put God to the test if we have the right spirit. Now, there's a wrong way to put God to the test, and we'll discuss that on a program soon. But just now, let's consult God's word as to how we can prove him. The word says here in Malachi 3rd chapter in verse 10 that if we would bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, said God, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And so, beloved, God will open the windows of heaven. He will open his eyes. His eyes are likened unto windows. Our eyes are likened unto the windows of our soul. And God's eyelids are likened unto the doors or the shutters or the blinds of the windows. And God will open his eyes and let light stream down and remove all opposition that would hinder us from being blessed, spirit, soul, and body. If we would pay our tithes unto the Lord. You owe your tithes to the church, to the pastor, wherever you are obtaining your spiritual food. And so, beloved, the word open, God promised here to do two things, to open the windows of heaven and to pour out. We do not have to do the opening. We do not have to do the pouring. All we have to do is to pay the tithes, and God will do the opening and do the pouring. And to open the windows of heaven means the connotation of the word open from the very old English, and likewise in the Hebrew. We could liken it today into a drive-in window or a drive-by window. You know, everybody's doing business by driving up to the window these days. You drive up to the window at the bank and you endorse your check and you fill out your deposit slip, and it's all done in a matter of moments through the window. This is the idea in one sense here, that God says, I'll open up the windows. You can drive up to the windows of heaven as it were, by God's Spirit. Get in God's chariot, in God's Spirit, and drive by God's window in heaven. And the idea is for travelers and for traders. And so when we go to the bank, a lot of times we're travelers and we need extra supply. Sometimes you go to a bank in a foreign country because you run out of supplies. And how wonderful when we go to heaven's bank, if we're low on substance, spiritually, beloved, if we're low on faith, if we're low on love, if we're low on peace, if we're low on mercy, we can go to heaven's bank and drive up to the window. And if God looks out, beloved, and sees that our tithe account that we are current on and sees that we have not robbed him, beloved, then we can do business. We can get a traveler's check. We can get some substance to carry us through in the situation in which we're in. We can get, beloved, a trader's check, as it were. We can trade ourselves and give it over to God, and God will pass himself, as it were, out through the window. We can give over our enmity. We can give over our rebellion. We can give over our hatred and our strife and our unrest and our worries and our anxieties. Give all of that in the window, and then let Jesus Christ pass out his word of love and joy and peace and faith and mercy, and then we can go away rich. And how good it feels, beloved, when you're in a strange, faraway country. I've been there many times, and the funds get low, and you go to a window where somebody from home has sent you funds, extra funds, and your pocket then is replenished with substance to see you through your earthly journey in that faraway country. And what a good feeling, what rest, what peace, and what confidence you walk away from that window. And beloved, likewise, many times I've been to the windows of heaven and given over myself to God, and he's passed out himself, as it were, through the window, and I've gone away in rest and peace and joy and confidence, knowing that I could keep on walking through this foreign land, through this strange country through as a pilgrim and walk on through and have the necessary substance to take me on my journey toward the Lord. And so, beloved, he said likewise he would also pour out a blessing. If we'll pay tithes, God will open and God will pour. And that's so beautiful. The word in the Hebrew, the word pour, pour means to cast, to throw, to cause to flow, to discharge, or to drop. And the idea here, the connotation here, is that I will pour you out as you have need of. If you have just need of drops of rainfall, as it were, of blessing, well, then I'll let my word distill like drops of rain upon you. But if you have need of an overflowing experience, well, then God said, I'll let it overflow. I'll let it pour down upon you. I'll give to you as you have need of. And it means to send out in a constant stream. It's not that God says you pay your tithes and I'll turn on the faucet and just measure out to you. The connotation here is that I'll turn on the faucet and I'll leave it flow continually. And every time that you need something, come and put your vessel under the spout and pick up the blessing and pick up the substance that you have need of, because God said, I will pour. And he didn't say that he would stop it. He said, I will pour out. And the idea is a constant, continual stream flowing out. And also the word means to produce and to publish and to make known. And so when God pours out the blessing, beloved, it'll be so overflowing that you will not be able to keep it to yourself. You will have to find somebody and share with them, because the blessing will be overflowing. All because that you paid tithes. All because that you did not rob God. All because that you discovered that you had a privilege, beloved, to prove God. I proved him one time when my husband was first drafted into the Second World War as a private in the Army. And I only had $82 a month. And beloved, I paid my tithes first, though my rent was $40. And my light and gas about $6. My phone bill about $5, and on and on, and I had very little left. And then I fed my baby that was less than 2 years old, and then I did a lot of fasting, and then I saw God take my husband out of the Army by a miraculous manner and give him a commissioned officer a position in the Navy, and then I had plenty. And after that, God began to open the Word of God to me, and it's been streaming ever since, and I know it was all because that I proved God in those days of paying my tithes, and we've never ceased from that day till this, and that's been almost 39 years ago. So, beloved, pay tithes today. Don't rob God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for the privilege that we have indeed to give back your substance that you've given into our keeping. We thank you, Lord, that we can prove you, and we thank you that we have found you faithful indeed and just and true, and that you have opened the windows of heaven and that you have poured out the blessing. Bless in Radio Land today and open the eyes of your people and cause those, Lord, that have not tithed, open their eyes that they might start obeying your word. And those that have tithed and have not known that they've actually purchased the privilege of open eyes in the word of God, cause them to wait upon you in a new way in the word and in prayer, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.